Rock and roll football on Absolute
Radio. What are you smiling about?
Dyson, look, I don't think that was the worst impression of the world.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I think it was just nothing like the person you were meant to be. That's the key thing. I mean, I think, you know, but maybe some respect to you for not trying, because yes, it can sound bad, can't it?
Exactly.
And quite offensive to certain people if you attempt an action and it doesn't work well. So,
and I think it wouldn't have worked well.
Maybe
it would not have worked
well. That was your thinking, to just not even try.
Well, the concern is that throughout the rest of this podcast is that you're going to hear that impression and then me do an impression of a couple other people, including myself, and every single one sounds the same.
Yes, yeah,
that's
weird.
The concern.
You've only got one impression, and that's of like a Cockney geezer.
That's it.
So do listen out for that on the podcast this afternoon. The Roy Keane impression.
You've said who it is. And now people are thinking, Roy Keane, really? That's Roy Keane. I'm Jay Lawrence, by the way, obviously sitting in for Matt Ford today. Matt Dyson had a wonderful show with you.
Yes, it was.
You looked at me oddly, like, really? Did we really?
It was a really good fun show, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's it.
We spoke about dreams for a little bit. We spoke a lot about theme parks, footballers' theme parks, which I think there's a few pitches to Dragon's Den coming your way in the next couple of hours or hour.
It's edited down
into about 30 minutes, probably, actually, in the next half hour.
Exactly. Yeah. Wayne Rooney, we just know it. When he gets sacked from Birmingham, inevitably, that's what he's going to be doing next.
The theme park, yeah.
The theme park. Enjoy the podcast.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Matthew Dyson.
Yes.
What's going on today?
Well, in a week where Marcus Rashford has been thrown under the bus by his Man United manager for having a birthday party after his side lost 3-0 at home to their local rivals last Sunday, we're picking our battles in the Premier League this afternoon. The Dutchman, obviously not familiar with the code that all British people are brought up on. Win or lose, we're on the booze. It's that simple. Ten Hag said the pre-planned event at the supposedly high-class China White Club in Manchester went on until the early hours of the morning and was unacceptable behaviour, despite himself still turning up to training on time the next day. The England striker has also been dropped from the squad today. Rashford doesn't seem like a great person to start a fight in public with, given his national treasure status. Rashers can do what he likes, mate. He secured thousands of free school meals for hard-up children. He's not going to seem like a villain, no matter how much this angry Walter White lookalike tries to break him bad. Speaking of which, it's looking like United's squad will need to play like they're on crystal meth to turn this season around. Anywhere at 3 this afternoon, fresh from being robbed by Messi at the Ballon d'Or ceremony, Erling Haaland and his Man City team are at home to Bournemouth. The treble and 36 goals in 35 games, and he still loses out to old Pepsi Max and Hard Rock Burger Peddler. Come on. Neto was cash and carried off last weekend with a pulled hamstring, so won't play for Wolves at Whipping Boys Sheffield United. Kurt Zouma's a doubt for West Ham in their trip to Brentford. He can't be let out during the Halloween period. All the witches' cats are too much of a temptation for him. Elsewhere, Everton play Brighton and Burnley are at home to Crystal Palace. As Matt Ford continues his time in the treatment room, we've got Jay Law up front today on the show, not Jennifer Lawrence from Hunger
you
Games.
Wish.
Absolute Radio's very own Mocking Jay with us today. Producer Liam also here. Pray for him as new Birmingham manager Wayne Rooney faces the prospect of 4 defeats in a row since taking over when the Blues were in the top 6 of the Championship, the exact opposite of a new manager bounce. If only Wazza had moved into Law as he planned during the Wagatha Christie trial. Birmingham faced promotion chasing Ipswich Town, who I for one would love to see back in the top flight. But will Rooney get ploughed by the Tractor Boys? Find out live on this afternoon's edition of Rock and Roll Football.
You came in earlier, Dyson. I mentioned this a little bit earlier on. You came in fairly good mood, and then you realised that you made a mistake with the coffee. I've had one sip of it. I do apologise.
Yeah, I see you've left it. I noticed that. You didn't even touch it. Have you finished yours?
You finished yours, producer Liam.
Instant. I'm with you. I'm very much against instant coffee. Life is too short.
Coffee. We're coffee snobs. Oh, how relatable are we today?
But there were two. I maintain the coffee I used did not look like instant coffee. It's like that. It must be that nice barista style instant coffee that you can get these days.
I've seen them. I've seen recently a couple of different people that have put stuff in their coffee that I've been like, I want to know whether you're for it or against it.
Oh,
okay?
Right, okay.
So butter in your coffee.
Oh, that sounds mad.
It sounds bad.
I've tried olive oil in the coffee though on the breakfast show. That was all right.
Was it good?
Surprisingly okay. Yeah.
Was it fancy olive oil?
Yeah, it was extra virgin.
Oh, there we go.
Extra virgin,
makes
yeah.
a difference, doesn't
yeah,
it? Makes a difference in the coffee.
You can taste the difference. It's fruity. Yeah.
And, and the other thing that I've seen, there's this player in the NFL actually who has a coffee with mayonnaise.
Oh no!
Coffee and mayonnaise.
Eggy coffee is not the way to go.
I don't
surely.
Think that's what he called. I guess you could have it like eggy coffee. Would you have an egg in your?
I had custard and tea as well just this week.
That sounds
quite eggy, but that was nice because it's sweet.
Sweet.
The mayonnaise, the slightly mustardy, eggy nature of mayo does not complement coffee, I don't think.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
I actually saw Green Day once, Dyson.
Yeah.
Actually, they're the first band that I ever saw live, which I'm smug about.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's decent, now, isn't it?
What era was it? Dookie era? Or
just after. It was
all,
almost like early noughties.
Up, aren't they? Oh,
yeah.
Nice, yeah.
I saw Green Day once. Well, I've seen them a couple of times, and I saw them at Milton Keynes Bowl, actually, 2004,
oh, great
5.
Venue.
Yeah, oh, amazing. And you know how, like, sometimes you go to these, like, amazing gigs, like, you know, I might go to a football game or something like that, and something really specific that has nothing to do with it happens, and that's all you can think about now when you're looking back to it. Every time I listen to Green Day, I remember I bought a brand new England shirt.
Oh.
White, obviously.
To wear
you know.
To the gig?
Not to wear to the gig. It wasn't like, no, I'm going to the Green Day game. I got to wear the English shirt.
In a full kit for Green Day.
yeah.
It's an unusual look.
Barca shorts, England top. I remember buying like a burger. You know, I have loads of ketchup in it, of course. Mm. You bite down this burger, ketchup everywhere.
All over it.
Do you know what? It's probably in a drawer somewhere now, isn't it?
Oh,
the kit, no, just to be confirmed, it wasn't a full kit.
No,
I wasn't wearing
just the top, just the replica shirt.
Just the replica shirt.
Well, I think that's still a bit odd to wear to a gig.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I went through a pit. Producer Liam's like, oh, what a loser.
Yeah, completely to sound on it. Yeah.
I had a point in my life where all I wore was like football shirts.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
the only
okay.
thing that I wore. When I was like 14 or 15, I remember I used to play tennis a lot and I used to have tennis lessons. And
they wore a football shirt.
Yeah, they said
How
to me.
How did the club feel about
they
that?
They weren't happy.
No, I'm not surprised.
They said you can't wear. But I literally was like, this is literally all I wear.
I wore
Liverpool shirts. I had a AC Milan shirt, which was too big.
Yeah, I did. AC Milan have some great kits. I did used to wear AC Milan shirts as a fashion item many years ago.
Was it Saturday night? Let's bring out the AC shirt.
Bring out the AC Milan kit. Yeah.
It's like, you know, all the girls are going to be like, oh, you've got a Zlatan shirt.
Yeah, it was a real icebreaker, wasn't it? Yeah. Chatting to them about your Inter Milan shirt. Yeah.
All right.
The ketchup ruined your England top.
England top, and I don't know where it is, but you know what? I'm going to have to go through the drawer. Do you know what? I'm on next week as well. I'll bring it next week, and I wonder, is it still stained?
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
What? Is he like Irish dancer?
Now, is this... Producer Liam, like, got this music, right? And it's meant to be theme park music. Okay, can you see that? It's almost like a...
It started off as, like, Irish dancing, but now it's getting there. Yeah,
it was almost...
Yeah, sort of like you're wandering around the sort of Disney area and this.
Well, I felt like I was in Shakespeare in Love for a second.
Yeah, it is a bit. It is a bit.
Can see you there. Oh.
Elizabethan, isn't it?
Producer Liam, he's looking at me again like he hates me. And the reason I'm talking about this and we're talking about theme parks is because it has been announced that the Lionel Messi theme park in China, it is not opening anymore.
Oh,
and we were all planning on going. In fact, we're going to do a school trip out there. My parents already signed the permission slip.
Yeah.
We're going to go out there. It's not opening anymore, which is sad because I was excited for the Messi teacup ride.
Yes, what would there be?
The Messi loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
The Messi roller...
I think he's got enough character about him to warrant a theme park, has he? You want people with backstories that are quite interesting that can inspire rides or something like that, can't you?
Well, he's a famous man. He's a famous man. And I suppose if they just took his image and then just maybe like make the teacup ride, but instead of a teacup, it's just his head.
Yes, you know? Okay, yeah.
Just do that.
That would probably work.
But yeah, or a nightmare. It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah,
One of the two. Loads of potential footballers, though, that I think... Well, you're talking about, like, you know, having that backstory, having that excitement.
Exactly, yeah. Like Cantona. a Cantona theme park. You've seen him back now, he's doing his music and everything. Mm. You'd have that blasting out around the theme park instead of this awful background music. You'd have like a flying kick ride where you ride into a Crystal Palace fan. You've had like a Collars Up merchandise stand.
Oh,
as well.
That's very good.
There's enough in Cantona to warrant a theme park.
So I figure instead of Lionel Messi, who, to be fair, has been a fairly successful footballer in his life, which footballers could have their own theme park? Dyson.
Mm-hmm.
What we got?
Ex-Blackburn and England goalkeeper Tim Flowers could have Alton Flowers.
Oh, we're going into the puns.
Yeah, you can take a pun approach to this as well.
Absolutely.
They're all welcome. And James in Devon says...
Because initially I was thinking, by the way, before I read the Alton Flowers bit, I was like, oh, that's a bit specific.
Yes, it is.
Tim like Flowers. Tim Flowers' neighbour. It was just like, he needs to get his flowers as Tim Flowers.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it could be a fun theme park. But James in Devon says 100% can see Zlatan with his own theme park.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. With a hall of mirrors with Zlatan in each one posing. Ride through the ego of Ibrahimovic.
Well, that's an amazing
He's
line.
He's thought this out, James.
That's like a Led Zeppelin song.
Really nice.
That's good, that, isn't it? Mm. Zlatan with his own theme park. And to be honest, who would finance that? Zlatan.
Yes, Zlatan, exactly.
Would finance that.
Yeah. It's all about him.
8-12-15, which footballers could have their own theme park? Again, Zlatan's a good one. But, you know, we could be more niche. Now, usually this would be time for glory hunters. Well, I suppose it still is, isn't it, Dyson?
Yes, except they're not playing today. But, yes, you know, it's fine. Let's still support them. The beautiful town of Morpeth is where we are.
Oh, you've been there?
In Northumberland. I've not been there, no. But I want to go. It's on my list of... It's a bucket list town
is
for
it,
everyone, isn't
is it?
It?
Yeah, really, of course. Yeah.
One day I hope to go to Morpeth, home of the Association Football Club Morpeth Town AFC. That's where they ply their trade in the... what league are they in? They're in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, which is real grassroots sort of stuff. They won last time out, so we are backing them for the rest of the season, but they're not playing until Tuesday night against Worksop Town, a tough away day on a cold night in November. It's going to be a tough one. But the main thing about Morpeth, the main takeaway for Morpeth, thankfully, Emil Franchi told me this when he was last in, is that it's the home of a bagpipe museum.
Oh.
Despite not being in Scotland, the Morpeth Chantry Bagpipe Museum is another place to add to my bucket list, because it's the very first bagpipe museum in the UK, a major part of our musical landscape. It's a must for music lovers, alive with iconic regional instruments and live music when you pop along. One trip advisor...
I wonder what instruments they play.
Yeah, exactly. If you love the sound of the bagpipe, this is the place to go. And one trip advisor review here from someone called Jack D. I don't think it's the
that
comedian
one.
Who's playing the Palladium for us later this month. He says, wow, whether or not...
That's how he starts.
Jack D says, wow, whether or not you're a bagpipe enthusiast or not, it's well worth taking the time to visit this excellent little museum dedicated to bagpipes. I found it fascinating, having finally taken the time to visit. It's certainly worth it.
So thank you very much to Jack D. So, I feel like Jack D's the star of that particular last couple minutes.
Yeah.
So can we clarify, it's the first ever bagpipe museum.
Yes.
It's not even in Scotland.
It's not in Scotland. That's the controversial thing about it.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, so earlier
on... This is more theme parky. This is more fairground.
This is more fairgroundy. Yeah. We're talking about theme parks. The Lionel Messi theme park, alas, it is not going to be opening anymore,
which is so sad.
I was planning on, you know, focusing my 2024 on a trip to China to get to this theme park, but never mind.
We're focusing instead
on which footballers could have their own theme park and why. 8-12-15. We had this one saying, sorry, I've forgotten who it was, saying, lad, Darren Bent could have his own theme park.
Yeah.
Wait, it says the beach ball. I reckon a theme park wouldn't make as much sense, but maybe like a beach party. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he could have his own area of a theme park, couldn't he?
Exactly, and it's just like a little beach.
Or a beach ball ride if it's like balloons that spin around.
That's
and
it. And Pepe Reina just looking confused the whole time.
Darren Bent balloon ride. Yeah, that's quite good, actually.
It's a really specific, Sunderland-based theme park. We had another one as well. I like this one, Dyson. I like this one.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney.
Oh, yes.
There could be a giant...
I mean, that must happen.
There could be amazing. A giant Rooney head, apparently.
Yeah.
Where the roller coaster comes out of the mouth and eyes.
What a lovely image.
And eyes.
That could be really good, though, eyes. Couldn't it? That could be a great theme park. There's so much you can go at with the Rooney theme
What would
park.
You do?
Well, there'd be like a punch bag go. One of those punch bags
yes.
He got hit really hard. I remember his famous celebration. He loves boxing. There'd be like, you could only buy those massive lollipops. Picture of him with massive lollipops.
It's like you want to go for lunch and you're like, oh, can I just have a burger? No, sorry, we only sell
that's
oversized
all we've got,
lollipops.
Oversized lollipops. sort of, maybe the, how can I put it, like a sort of sleazy late night district.
Okay.
Park, maybe, I don't know.
What about a, like, the way you get in, the way you get into the theme park is like a corridor of ums.
Oh,
you
in,
a good um, the and.
And an inflatable Colleen. You keep pumping up again. How much more can she take?
In fact, speaking of Colleen as well, I reckon there could be like a, you know, like a fancy dining event, like a fancy, like a murder mystery event.
Nice.
And at the end, you just find out it was Rebecca Vardy that did it the whole time. Pete the Roofer's been on.
Mm-hmm.
Balotelli firework display.
Yes, because he set loads off in his bathroom, didn't he? Of his Cheshire mansion once.
I was in hundreds of thousands of pounds or tens of thousands of pounds. Or something like that.
He was a right character, though, wasn't he? He got up to all sorts of stuff, giving out cash to people in the streets.
That would be an excellent theme park, though, wouldn't it? Because you could just, if you just hang about long enough and just Balotelli's is going to give you some money, I'll take that.
So you'd win like random amounts of cash.
That would be really good.
The theme park. Balotelli World would be a great
Balotelli,
theme park.
It'd be excellent. And if there was a roller coaster like his career, it'd be really good for like the first 30 seconds.
And
very disappointed for them.
Really slow at the end.
Exactly.
Just tails off. Hi, guys. What about Vinnie Jones World?
Come I like
to Vinnie Jones World. What a scary theme park that would be.
With all your money, you may have it all taken off of you at some point.
Very violent, aggressive footballer.
Exactly, yeah.
Enjoy the Lockstock rifle range and your Mean Machine VR headset. There could be quite a lot in Vinnie Jones.
It could. But it's great because the merch could be groin guards as well.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
have boxes, to
just put that on.
Yeah.
In fact, it's a requirement before you get in. It's you have to have one on, because you never know, do you?
It works well. Very nice. And then someone else has suggested, Martin in Somerset. He says Roy Keane World would be the most miserable place on earth. Actually, he's got points. There would be no rides. And they wouldn't allow anyone to have any fun. Roy Keane would just be like, what are you having fun for?
Is that what he is? He's basically the ref. Is he the ref of Roy Keane World? He's just wandering around being like, what are you smiling about?
Yeah, the worst theme park in the world. Congratulations to Martin in Somerset. That was an unusual impression of Roy Keane. Do that again? It wasn't quite 40 levels.
Well, to be fair, I'm not here to do impressions.
You could have at least done an Irish accent.
I just forgot he was Irish for a second. And do you know what? I think that last time that I was on here, you had a good... We clipped a nice little bit of you for a goal celebrations.
Oh my Lord, what is that? What is that?
That was a goal, by the way.
Yeah,
it was,
I can't remember.
It's just a goal. It's like you'd never seen a goal before.
It was a late goal.
Thank you to producer Liam for this. What are you smiling about?
That is Roy Keane at his own theme park.
Do you know what?
Trying to stop people having fun. Can we hear it one more time? What does Roy Keane sound like? Everyone have a go.
What are you smiling about?
Cockney. What are you smiling about, Geezer? I'm Roy Keane.
Do you know what? I just forgot he was Irish for
famously
a second.
Famously Irish hard man, Roy Keane, yeah?
Do you know what? When Fordy's back, someone who is obviously adept at, he's basically, he's professional impressionist, isn't he, really?
Well, and Roy's rants was a key part
of course.
Of this, part of this show's history.
And you're going to be like, oh, guess who we had covering for you? Guess who we had?
Is Roy Keane. Guess, you wouldn't believe it.
Exactly. Yeah. This is how bad the show has dipped since you've been on.
What are you smiling about?
Dyson!
We have to do another goal from the Championship because Birmingham
are
in a Rooney wonderland. We went to the Rooney theme park earlier. Now he's in Wonderland.
It's a Christmas-related Wayne Rooney theme park.
Finally, could he be about to get a win as manager of Birmingham City? They are now 2-0 up against Ipswich, who are doing very well this season. So it's quite a shock result. It's a bit of a coupon buster, dare I say this. But Birmingham 2-0 up against Ipswich. Rooney is having the last laugh. Big day for all the Rooney watchers out.
Yeah. Or the Rooney Watcher Club, of course, is meeting later on, so they're going to have a good time. I like how producer Liam, by the way, literally about 10 seconds before we went on air, was like, oh, make sure you talk about the Birmingham make sure you talk about the Birmingham game. Really. Why is my impression of everybody the same?
What are you laughing at? That's what he said to me. And there's also a goal in the Premier League. Can we have another air horn, please? An equaliser for Brentford. It's an own goal. I'll let you do the own goal, Jay. Who scored it?
Where are we? Where are we? Okay then. Konstantinos Mavropanos.
Yes!
There we go.
Bob on.
There we go.
I'm glad you didn't attempt an accent there as well. But yes, it's an own goal. Brentford 2-0, West Ham.
Greek was my Duolingo choice last year, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So, I'm getting married in Greece. Have I told you this?
I'm getting married
in Greece. So I was like, well, I better learn a bit. Why would you freshen myself? It's the same.
Roy Keane's inside your internal monologue.
What are you smiling about?
Learn some Greek. What sort of phrases do you know?
Well, I learned, last year I was learning, bits and bobs, so I was learning, yes, no, I was doing well. And then you learn, some other sentences. And then I went out there, and then, when you're trying hard, and then they just reply in English, and then you realise your English is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you need to make an effort.
Accent,
you need to make an effort.
Yeah. It's good, though.
All right, Dyson, we've had this tweet at Absolute Radio talking about weird dreams, right?
That
bloke dreamt that he...
Very specific bet.
Yeah, Xabi Alonso was going to score a goal from the halfway line, and he did, and he won 25 grand.
Yeah, a dream tipster he is.
A dream tipster. That's very Inception, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a football Inception. That's what it is.
It is.
Had this one from Matthew Baker saying... I had a dream about meeting girls aloud after they played a festival in Bristol, specifically Bristol.
Right. Okay,
ended up having coffee and cake with the girls.
Oh.
That's nice. All made by themselves.
Oh, interesting little addition at the end.
Yeah, I know, because it makes me sort of think, it's just, that's supermarket stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All made. So they've made their own cakes and tea.
Exactly.
And
isn't that nice?
Wow.
It's like, do you know what? We've got a festival to do, but before that, everyone likes a bit of carrot cake. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
Stuff of dreams, isn't it?
They just watched Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It's what am I going to do there?
It's an unusual dream, but, at least he got to meet girls aloud, and they looked after him.
His dream. To be fair, I'm really sorry to Matthew Baker. I would rather have a dream about Xabi Alonso scoring from the halfway line and winning 25 grand.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it, Matthew Dyson?
That was great, yeah. We never got to talk about Paul Konchesky land. We were discussing that earlier, never saw the light of day.
Do you know what, though? I'm on next week, and I don't know exactly what we're going to be speaking about yet, but all I know is that shoehorning Paul Konchesky is going to be...
You are obsessed with him, yeah.
I think it's because we want to have something in common, don't we, Dyson? I'm sure we've got lots in common.
He played about 15 games for Forest. Yeah,
and he played probably less for Liverpool as well over the course of 6 months.
He's a sort of cult figure, isn't he, because of his a cafe that he opened with his mum. Conch's Cafe, I believe, in Essex. So I think his theme park would be nice, wouldn't it? Pie and mash based theme park.
It would. Well, to be fair, if you go in there and you want anything else but pie and mash, then it's not good.
Swim in the lakes of liquor.
So you've got Wayne Rooney's theme park on the left that you can only buy oversized lollipops. And it's like, well, I don't want that. Let's go to, Conch World. Conch World.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, on next week. So I will see you then, Dyson. Even more Paul Konchesky chat.
Brilliant. See you then.